So yogis have been practicing in this retreat starting from June 1st, and today is June 15th, so half of the retreat is already over, and there still is the later half of the retreat. And Xiaoji heard from the meditation teachers that some of the yogis have been practicing respectfully, meticulously, and thus their sati and samadhi effort and mindfulness are becoming stronger. And it is gladdening to hear that yogis are improving their mindfulness and concentration. So it shows that by noting the presently arising object with sustained mindfulness, when the mind, noting mind, sticks onto the object, the mental strength are becoming stronger, and the faith and confidence is also becoming stronger. Without faith and confidence, one will not practice and one will not gain these benefits. So yogis who are improving, they are also cultivating stronger faith and confidence in the practice. Buddha taught the benefits of satipatthana practice so as to encourage the yogis to practice and to encourage the yogis who are already practicing. So Buddha declared these the benefits of satipatthana practice. By practicing satipatthana meditation, one's mind will be purified and become an arahat. And also, through the practice, one overcomes sorrow, lamentation, physical suffering, mental suffering. People are afraid of physical and mental suffering, and thus Buddha guaranteed that by practicing satipatthana meditation, one can overcome physical suffering and mental suffering. The defilements that have been following throughout the round of assistances, the ones that are troubling most are the raga, dosa, moha, lust, anger, delusion. At the time of practicing satipatthana meditation, one removes these defilements moment by moment. So the defilements are removed momentarily during the satipatthana practice. And by attaining the path knowledge, one removes these defilements totally. The defilements that have been giving trouble are removed, and one becomes Sotapanna, Sakadagami, Anagami, and Arahat. And one attains the total peace, the true peace, by eradicating these defilements. There are the nama rupa that are assisting, but people have wrong view that it is a person being. They have wrong view of person being, and they believe that there is the Brahma or the God creating. And because they cannot remove this wrong view, they are unable to walk on the satipatthana path. Not being able to walk on the satipatthana path, they cannot remove these defilements, and the sufferings will not be removed, and they are ending up having suffering in every life. By becoming a Sotapanna, by attaining the Sotapattimagga, the first path knowledge, one removes vicikicca, skeptical doubt, and one also removes gross form of lobha, dosa, moha, greed, anger, delusion. These gross defilements are also removed. So in this way, one is free from the gravity of the defilements that are inferior. As a Sotapanna, the gross defilements that lead to lower existences are totally removed. So one has to aim at least to the stage of removing the defilements that lead to lower existences. Practicing Satipatthana meditation give a guarantee to attain such attainments. And having faith and confidence, one should have strong desire to practice, and it will bring benefits. After sitting for some time, in the body, heat arises that causes discomfort, the stiffness, tension causing discomfort, pain, aches are causing discomfort. When the yogi encounters such kind of discomfort, pains and aches, yogi has to be patient and note these unpleasant sensations. Yogi should have forbearance and patience as much as possible. If the yogi is not having patience, and if the yogi indulges in his or her mind, wanting to move, shifting position every time pain arises, then samadhi, concentration, will not be continuous. So the pain is getting the upper hand, and the yogi gives up. And as the yogi gives up once, twice, if the yogi gives up again and again, later on, the person becomes bored in the practice. That's why it is important that when pains and aches arises, one should note it with patience, forbearance, noting it with diligence, and not to be shifting posture when the pain arises. People who are used to staying in comfort, when they come for practice, they don't want to be patient with the pains and aches that arises during the practice. And they worry that if they sit in the same posture, they worry that if they might get some sickness or even death. So that shows the cowardness of the person. So when pains and aches arises, one should boost up the effort and the courage, and one should not give up. One should not let it gain victory, but one should step up the effort in the noting, and noting the pain boldly with courage. When the pain becomes unbearable, just slacken the effort just a little, but still note the pain, and at times note the pain with more effort, courageously. In this way, keeping the effort, slackening the effort just a little, and again noting the pain with more effort, and one should be noting the pain. Only if the pain is not relieved after noting it for a long time, if the person has to change, one should change posture mindfully. When noting the pain, one should note it with diligence, and that should be dala viriya, firm, steady effort in the noting. In this way, one should be noting pains and aches with firm effort, with courage, not having regard to one's body or life. One should be lenient on one's body and life, and one should not be afraid to have illness or death. In this way, noting pains with courageous effort, one overcomes these unpleasant sensations. And once the person overcomes this pain, sadha, faith and confidence become amazingly strong. One builds up more courage in the practice, and effort also becomes stronger. Sati, samadhi and panya, mindfulness, concentration and knowledge also follow. And in this way, the mental strength becoming stronger and stronger. By noting pain with diligent effort, with courage, not having regard to one's body and life, one does not give up in the practice. And one asserts nikama viriya, the step up effort. And one overcomes the pain. So at that stage, there is no location where the pain is. One experiences the pain, but one is not aware of the location of the pain. In the beginning, one experiences pain in the leg or the knee, but as one overcomes the pain, form or shape no longer is obvious. Only if the form or shape are put together, there will be the I. There will be the I, the notion of I. But when the form or shape fall away, one understands that there is no I. There is only the pain and the noting mind that knows the pain. So in this way, one understands that there is no person, no being, no leg, no knee, no foot. What really exists are the unpleasant sensation and the noting mind that notes it. In this way, one overcomes the pain. But if the person sees it as there is pain in the leg, there is aching in the knee, if these forms and shapes are still there, one will think that it is I who is having pain. And if the person shifts posture every time he or she has pain, giving up, then when pain comes again, the person wants to give up again. So it will go on and on. But once the person overcomes the pain, he or she will not be afraid of the pain anymore, but he or she has cultivated courageous effort in the practice, having overcome the pain. And by noting the pain with diligent effort, when the person overcomes the pain, the physical suffering and mental suffering are overcome. If the person is noting the pain, and if he or she has this resentment on the pain, then there is also the mental suffering on top of the physical pain. But as the person overcomes the pain, one also overcomes physical suffering and mental suffering. So through the practice of Satipatthana, when one overcomes the pain, one overcomes physical pain and the mental pain. Satipatthana practice is one and only sure way to overcome physical suffering and mental suffering. Overcoming pain, one's desire in the practice will become stronger. The person builds up more courage in the practice, and one can even challenge the pain. And after overcoming the pain, one's practice will become smooth ahead. So now yogis have been practicing for 15 days already. Whether they have overcome pain or not, they will know themselves. But when noting the pain, one is not noting the pain to get rid of it, but one has to note the pain so as to understand it. In the Satipatthana practice, whatever the object is, whether the object is good or bad, yogi has to be noting the object so as to understand it. If the person has not overcome the pain, the person is in the step of climbing up, and the person fall back, not improving further. So one has to practice so that one can overcome pain and one can challenge the pain. Getting in the stage where one can challenge the pain, one will make the progress in the practice. But if the person is being coward, if the person is cowardly, when unpleasant sensations arise, there is resentment, discouragement, anger arising. If that happens, there is the physical pain, and also the person is adding mental pain onto it. So there will be two pains. If the person is having resentment or discouragement, upset with the pain. And if that happens, the person might even quit. So one should be careful about it. Whatever feeling, whatever sensation arise, whether it is unpleasant, whether it is unpleasant or pleasant or neutral, the mindfulness should gain the upper hand. If not, dukhi sukham patayati, the person who has this unpleasant experience long for the good ones to come. They crave for the good experiences to come. They are thinking, will it be better if I shift my posture? Will it be better if I move? In this way, craving for the good experiences, there is greed involved. Wanting the comfort, there is greed involved. And as the yogi overcomes the pain, when good experiences arise, there can also be craving. Sukhi biyopi echati, meaning if there is comfort, easiness, pleasant experiences, the person is wanting more and more. If there is little comfort and if there is little good experience, one wants more good experience, and it is also greed. And also, when there is calm feeling, the person can also become attached in this calm feeling. So this arises in the higher knowledges where the person is attached to the calmness. So in this way, whatever feeling there is, whether it is unpleasant feeling or pleasant feeling or calm feeling, one should be mindful of it so that the defilements, greed or anger, does not arise. So by being mindful, by overcoming these feelings, by overcoming pains, the person's practice will improve, and the person can even challenge the pain. Let it come, I will note it. So in this way, one should note it with diligent effort, with courage. When the person can even challenge the pain, one will not think highly of these good experiences that are not significant, and one will make progress onto higher knowledges. When the person overcomes the difficulties, one gets the taste of the Dhamma, and one has the courage, and one can even challenge the pain. And the effort becomes stronger, and the noting mind becomes more direct with the object. In the beginning, one notes the object with aim and effort, but as one becomes skillful in the practice, one's noting mind is automatically direct with the object without deliberately aiming onto it. When that happens, as soon as the object arises, the mind is directed onto it automatically, being able to note it efficiently, and mindfulness becomes continuous, and the yogi makes progress in the practice, and the yogi cultivating knowledge one after another. So his or her practice improves sitting after sitting, day after day, and the person is able to note even the small, minute objects, and his or her practice improves, and the person cherishes and values the practice more and more. When that happens, the yogi does not want to miss or to fail to note any object. So in this way, the person has moral shame and moral fear from missing or failing to note, moral shame and moral fear from lack of mindfulness, and hiri and otapa, moral shame and moral fear, is the important mental strength that is needed to keep the mindfulness continuous and to improve knowledge. And the yogi takes even more care to be able to note small, minute objects, and the person attains knowledge even within a short while. But otherwise, if the yogi is not practicing diligently, he or she will be practicing 15 days, 1 month, without making progress. So it is very important to practice with diligent effort. So whatever the object is, whether it is the bodily action or whether it is pains or aches, whatever the object arises, one should note it continuously, cherishing the practice. So in this way, by being mindful continuously, one is keeping the quality of his or her practice, and the person has moral shame and moral fear from declining of the quality of his or her practice. When the person has moral shame and moral fear to lose the quality of practice, the person even makes more progress. Hiri and Uttapa, the moral shame and moral fear, are called Sukha Dhamma as they purify the mind, purify the person's life, removing the defilements, keeping the mind and one's life clean. And this Hiri Uttapa is like the white color. It is very important. Having Hiri and Uttapa, moral shame and moral fear, one repels the defilement heat. Sati, mindfulness, becomes stronger. The mind falls calm, collected, not giving chance for the greed, anger, or delusion from arising. And the mind is peaceful. The mind is being protected from defilements. And the person does not even commit wrongdoings, not even in the mind, and far from the physical, verbal misconduct. So in this way, Hiri and Uttapa make the body, speech, and mind to be blameless, pure, and clean. And they are guarding the world. And thus they are called Lokapala. The moral shame and moral fear are guarding, protecting the person, and thus they are called Lokapala. Having Hiri and Uttapa, the person controls his body, speech, and mind so that his or her own world will not be ruined. His or her body, speech, and mind will become pure and clean, and the person is not hurting the surrounding, and thus there will be peacefulness in the surrounding. As having Hiri and Uttapa, moral shame and moral fear, the person's sila, samadhi, and panya, morality, concentration, and wisdom, will also improve. And the person's quality is uplifted through the three trainings, sila, samadhi, and panya. And thus, the person's life becomes shining with good qualities. Hiri and Uttapa are called Deva Dhamma as they make the person's mind and life shine with good qualities. And thus Hiri and Uttapa, moral shame and moral fear, is very important. But if the person is not noting continuously, not cherishing the practice, and if the person is sitting down, standing up abruptly without mindfulness, bending, stretching without mindfulness, the person will be slow in making progress, and one should be very careful about it. By practicing diligently, when the yogi's practice is good, there will be amanusi rati hoti. There will be the Dhamma happiness that the worldly happiness cannot match. Usually, people are wanting good things to see, to hear, to smell, to taste, to touch, and to think. And they are wanting better things to see, hear, smell, and so on. So they are wanting better and better things to see, to hear. So it is the nature of the human being. In the practice, when the yogi overcomes the pain, and gets to the stage where the practice is good, the happiness, the Dhamma happiness excels many times than the best of worldly happiness. The person's mind and the knowledge become amazingly strong, and there will be Amanusiriti, unique, unrelinquishable kind of happiness that is great. In the sensual happiness, one has to change from one to another, but the Dhamma happiness does not need to be changed. It is good alone itself. And when the yogi notes the object without missing, without failing, with hiri and otapa, moral shame and moral fear, yogi will get to this stage even within 1 week or 2 weeks. And it is guaranteed for the yogis who practice respectfully, meticulously, thoroughly. It is guaranteed that yogi will attain the unique, unrelinquishable kind of happiness. And there is this Dhamma happiness that excels many times than the best of worldly happiness. So in order to join the retreat, one has to give up the sensual pleasure that is insignificant. And practicing according to the teaching of the Buddha, under the guidance of their teacher, practicing according to the guidance, respectfully, meticulously, the person, the yogi, attains the unique Dhamma happiness that is unrelinquishable. So the yogi becomes satisfied that he or she is experiencing the Dhamma happiness that excels many times than the worldly happiness. And such yogi will look for opportunity to practice further in order to reach the goal. And as the yogi continues the practice, it is sure that he or she will attain the first path and fruition knowledge in this very life. When the yogi gets to this stage, the yogi understands the first virtue of the sixth virtue of the Dhamma. Buddha practiced this practice completely, and it is Svakata. The practice and the benefits are in accordance, and they are in accordance with the teachings of the Buddha. By observing the five precepts, one's body and speech are clean, and by practicing the five precepts, one gains the benefit of purifying the body and speech. So the practice and the benefit are in accordance. Fulfilling Viriya, Sati and Samadhi, effort, mindfulness and concentration, the defilements do not arise in the mind. And if the defilements arise, one will notice it right away, that one will be able to note it, and these defilements become weaker and suppressed. So in this way, the practice and the benefits are in accordance. And through the practice, one gains knowledge such as discerning nama, rupa, mind and matter. Discerning knowledge, one removes wrong view. In this way, knowledge removes the wrong view and the virtue of the Dhamma prevail. It is important that Saraji gives an example when working out a mathematical problem. It is important that one knows how to solve the math problem in order to get the correct answer. In order to get the answer, one should work out the math problem according to the correct method, and one will get the correct answer. In the same way, in practicing meditation, one should know the correct way of practice. And the answer is, Saraji will not tell the answer, but one has to work out the practice in order to get the answer. It has been taught that Satipatthana meditation can give benefit of purifying the mind, overcoming physical suffering, mental suffering, overcoming sorrow and lamentation, overcoming the defilements that have been following throughout the round of existences, and attaining Nibbana, which is the total peace. And these benefits are guaranteed. And the way of practice is to be mindful of the Kaya, Vedana, Citta, and Dhamma. To be mindful of the body, feelings and sensations, the mind, the general objects. So it is the correct method of practice to be mindful of these objects. So if you want to get the answer as taught by the Buddha, you have to practice yourself to get the answer as the Buddha had taught. And some of the yogi are eager to get the answer. And if they are eager, they should note this eagerness in the mind. They should note it. And Saraji says, there is one and only duty of the yogi. One and only duty of the yogi is to be mindful of the presently arising object, noting the object efficiently all the time, apart from sleeping hour. So in this way, yogi should be noting continuously every single second apart from sleeping hours. And as they practice, thus, they will get their answer. So in this way, they should not be expecting what will happen. What is most important is to note the object efficiently. That's it. So, Saraji explains the word guna. Guna is the quality, the ability of the animate and inanimate things. So they have the ability to remove the opposites. And there is the virtue of these. Sati keeps the mind sticking onto the object. And effort has the quality of removing the laziness. When making use of these mental factors, they are effective, having their own quality. Having viriya effort, there is courage, being free from laziness. Sati, mindfulness, protects the mind so that the defilements cannot enter the mind. Having sati, mindfulness, the mind is guarded, protected away from the defilements. And samadhi, concentration, keep the mind calm, collected, so that the mind will not be unruly or distracted. So samadhi has the quality of keeping the mind calm, collected, and unified. And having samadhi, the distraction, restlessness, scattering will be removed. When the noting mind is direct with the object, the slipping away of the mind will be removed. And having panya, knowledge, discerning stage by stage, one removes delusion. And the delusion that is hiding the truth will be removed when knowledge is cultivated. So in order to cultivate these mental strength, there should be sikha, training, sila, samadhi, and panya, morality, concentration, and wisdom. And the body, speech, and mind will be blameless, pure, and clean. And the person, quality, ability, virtue will be uplifted. So in this way, having sila, samadhi, and panya, the person's body, speech, and mind become blameless, cultured, and gentle, and the person become virtuous. And satipatthana meditation can make the person virtuous. As much one cultivates knowledge, there will be more faith and confidence coming to acceptance and confirmation. And the sada, faith and confidence, become stronger. And it will become, sada, faith and confidence will become a controlling faculty. If one comes across things that are worthy of faith and confidence, one will be able to differentiate correctly whether it is something that one should have faith and confidence or whether it is something one should not have faith and confidence. In this way, one will give up things that are not worthy of faith and confidence, and one will accept the things that are worthy of faith and confidence. The sada, faith and confidence, that has been awakened is nurtured and cultivated through the practice, and viriya, effort, becomes strong, that one builds up courage, being courageous to refrain from things that should be refrained from, having the courage to refrain from things that should be refrained from. Having sati, mindfulness, one knows what should be refrained, what should be observed. Having sati, mindfulness, one will not have failure or negligence from refraining from things what should be refrained from and to observe things what should be observed. And having mindfulness, the defilements do not arise. Having samadhi, concentration, one has the control of one's mind. The mind does not go or run elsewhere, there will not be restlessness. Having panya, knowledge, one can differentiate things between what is beneficial and what is not beneficial, what is suitable and what is not suitable. And one will only do things that are both beneficial and suitable. Having moral shame and moral fear, one will feel shameful and fearful of the wrongdoings, and one will refrain from the wrongdoings, and thus one will be pure and clean. Practicing satipatthana meditation is in order to cultivate this mental strength, and one should nurture through one's practice so that one's quality will be uplifted and one will become virtuous. One's quality will not be uplifted, one's will not be virtuous through the worldly education or money, but in order to be virtuous, one needs to practice. If the person is lacking moral shame and moral fear, the person will fail to refrain from wrongdoings. Lack of moral shame and lack of moral fear is like the dark background that absorbs the heat. If there is lack of moral shame and lack of moral fear, one will be absorbing defilements, unwholesomeness, and there will be tension, stress, depression, and such kind of social problems arise without an end. That his or her world is ruined, and also hurting or harming the peace in the surrounding. And there will be suffering, and the person will not shine with quality. The world is suffering because most of the people are lacking moral shame and moral fear. So 1.5 hours is up. Saroji will continue tomorrow. Sadhu.